Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Confederate Monument in Alexandria is kind of a different story than all the other ones across Virginia. It was owned not by the city, but by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And it was protected by a state law passed in 1890 that prevented anyone from moving it. So when the UDC decided to break the law and remove the monument this week, the city provided traffic control. Here's Alexandria Mayor Justin Wilson.
This is not an event that just occurred because of the moment we're in. This is something that has been a long time coming.
Alexandria City Council members voted unanimously back in 2016 to remove the statue, but they had no authority to do that, even though the statue is on city-owned land because of that old 1890 law. Earlier this year, Governor Ralph Northam signed a bill to repeal the old law, a repeal that becomes official next month. Councilman John Taylor Chapman says no one's really all that concerned the United Daughters of the Confederacy jumped the gun and broke the law.
That's what they chose to do. They knew it was coming down, so I think they decided to use the opportunity to move up. I mean, the city was not going to fight them on that.
The monument was at the center of a prominent intersection, and city leaders say they'll probably end up paving over that spot with a field of asphalt. Michael Pope.